Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We go from football to men's basketball. That's right. It's not on your schedule, but it is scheduled now. The Michigan Tech men's basketball team taking on Finlandia tomorrow night. And that is a 7 o'clock start at the SDC. Coach Kevin Luke joins us. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing?
Pretty good. Well, tell us, first of all, we have such a great relationship with our friends over at Finlandia. How did this come about? We've done this before, but kind of a last-minute ad for the basketball team.
Yeah, it's important that, we keep that relationship going. I know that the fans want to see it and give those guys an opportunity to come and play a bigger school, and it gives us an opportunity to get some of our young guys, young and inexperienced guys, a game-like situation in the exhibition contest. So we're excited about the opportunity to play, and we're excited for both programs.
Coach, you do have a lot of young guys in this team. How important is it to get this evaluation time early in the season to see where they're at?
Well, it's critical. We had a scrimmage against Stevens Point last Friday, and I mean, it's just a lot of wide eyes and game like situations are just critical so that we have a starting point and against somebody else at this time of the year. Our guys clearly are tired of beating up on each other, and to see a different face and to have a little different movements and to play against different systems is critical as far as the evaluation process goes. And if we could have 10 exhibition games this year, we'd need them as far as the inexperience goes, but that's part of the process, and our young guys are really, really working hard. We got a long way to go with them, but come Christmas time, I think we'll have an opportunity to be a pretty good club.
Now, talk about the landscape of your team. I love using that name, the landscape of your team. Without Ollie back in there, how are things going to be different for the fan that comes and watches this team, first of all?
Well, clearly, Dirk, it's a great question. That's the one that that I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you can't replace a kid that, averages 25 points and 10 rebounds with just one person, unless it's a clone, and we don't have that in our program right now. But, certainly, we're going to ask other players to step up, and this year it's going to be our perimeter players, because that's where most of our experience comes from, and that's where they've been established and proven, if you will, to be able to shoot and score at this level. So we're going to clearly be a different look team as far as where our points are going to from who our points are going to come from, but we'll do a lot of similar things because we have some people that we feel that can get the job done, but it's going to come from our upperclassmen at the guard position.
Coach, can we expect to see a man-to-man defense or a zone defense this season?
Wow, that's a great question. Are you telling me we need to play more zone?
That's Maddie Haben helping you out there, Coach.
And Maddie, I apologize. We don't normally get a female asking questions on this. I apologize. I said good morning, guys, and I should have said good morning to you first.
That's okay, Coach.
You know what? We're going to have to use both. We don't have enough time to talk about why we're going to have to use both, but we have put in a zone defense that we're trying to work on a little bit. I'm not a zone guy, and we're not a zone program, but we do have one in because we're going to need it this year, given the circumstances of our inexperience and our depth at the big position. But we'll run around and we'll battle in that. But primarily, Maddie, to answer your question, we're going to be a man-to-man team.
Talk about some of the freshmen, Coach, that we're going to be hearing from throughout this season.
Well, there's a lot of them, and the first one that I want to start with is going to be a true freshman, Jason Hawk, another kid from Canada. He has come in and done an exceptional job. He feels comfortable, was taught very well, he was taught the fundamentals very well in his younger years, and he's gonna just fit it right in at the perimeter position. He gives us something that we haven't had in the past, a 6'5", 6'6". Three man who can, shoot the three and, play inside a little bit. So that's kind of exciting for us. And then we have some redshirt kids that we will you know, be playing with his freshman, James Wozinski, who's a big kid, a big strong kid, Nick Stoll, who's very mobile, Mike Fisher, who's a very, very athletic big kid, and Jeff Gregory, who's a redshirt freshman from Kingsford. So we're excited about what they bring to our team. And then, you know, we have some kids that we're not sure about redshirting yet, and one of them is from Uintrail Creek, Dylan Gordon, who is just an unbelievably exciting kid to watch. He can, if you're guarding him at 25 feet, he can shoot at 35 feet, and we just kind of let him go. We played in a scrimmage the other day and made two threes. Of course, those kids from UIN are known for their shooting ability, and he can really stroke it. He will be, before he's done at Michigan Tech, will be a very, very exciting player to watch. And we got a big kid, Quentin Harris, who is going to be a good player here. He's just he had a bad knee last year in high school, and we're working out the kinks right now as far as his knee goes, but he's catching on and really working hard. So we're really excited about, you know, all of our freshman kids. We got a kid from Nagani and a kid from Marquette, Tanner Uren and AJ Grazulis, who are going to someday be nice players. So we got a lot of freshmen, as you can see, and we're, you know, their future is bright.
Coach, quickly, how about maybe a couple of the guys that are returning? Who, anybody that really stood out in terms of who came back ready to maybe take the next step?
Well, clearly those perimeter players, the older guys, and of course you can't ever replace experience. But you got Cooley, who's going to log a lot of minutes, and he's a very, very good shooter and a very, very solid, you know, position defender. You got Armga, who's really ready to go, can score from three, can score inside, can score off the dribble. You know, as we all know, and we got to have him really step up, and we're asking Ben to step up and do some more shooting. And Stelzer, he's another perimeter player. These guys they never stop. They the program comes first. They're willing to do anything that they have to do to make the program better. And of course, Jordan Chartier has done an excellent job. Those four guys are all interchangeable, and we're gonna lean on them to be the people that are going to do the a lot of the work, and then, you know, hopefully those four guys can rub off on the young guys, and then we'll like I said, come Christmas time, and I don't want to throw away the games till then, but it is going to take some time. We got some tough injuries with our big people right now, but that's the way it goes. It's just the next guy in line, he's got to step up and get a hit.
Well, Coach, we look forward to it tomorrow night. Finlandia, 7 o'clock at the SEC gym. We're asking fans to bring a non-perishable food item for admission to the game. If you don't do that, we'll charge you $5 to get in. Students are free with their tech ID. So looking forward to the game. Don't forget to bring your non-perishable food item. We'll donate that to local food banks, Dirk.
Thanks a lot, Coach. We appreciate it. Don't forget, Huskies open up the regular season at home against Minnesota Duluth a week from Saturday. So make note of that. And good luck tomorrow night, Coach.
Thanks much, gentlemen. And Maddie, have a good day.
You too, Coach.
All right. That is Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93. Back with Maddie right after this on Huskies Drive Time.